This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Great to be with you today for Morning Devotions, heard at this time each day here on Sydney's 103.2. You know what it's like to get home from perhaps a hard day at work, or you just feel a little bit stressed out and you look forward to that chair that might be in the lounge room or the dining room. That's your chair. It's a really nice, cozy chair. And then when it's time to go to bed, there's your bed. Perhaps the mattress is not too hard, not too soft. And even having a bath, trying to relax the muscles, that sort of thing. It's true that we all seek comfort from time to time, actually right from the very beginning of life. Probably you've been or thought of the little tiny babies who just want to be snuggled in that lovely, soft, fluffy blanket. Of course, they want to be tucked in at night when they get a bit older by mum or dad. So the need for emotional comfort is there. It's essential because when we're comforted emotionally, it sends a signal that we have a sense of self-worth. It offers a comfort zone so that we can actually handle other difficulties in life far better. Now, scientists tell us that there's a link between stress and the drive to eat. This may not be news to you, but foods with lots of fat or sugar can actually appear to calm our response to stress, that chronic stress that many of us feel. And they say that carbohydrates such as starch in pizza or the sugar that's in a chocolate bar, these things actually spur our bodies to release hormones that make us feel more relaxed. And when people get really uptight and upset, do you know that they tend to eat more? That could be you. Why? Because they want to relieve the tension. And of course, you have the problem. And if that happens too often, we have the problem of obesity, people eating too much. And often it's related to the fact of stress. And we talk about comfort food, food that actually brings us a sense of self-worth, a sense of feeling better about ourselves. But of course, there's more to life than just sitting in a comfortable chair or having that cozy blanket. But where do we find comfort that's going to last a long time and that actually does us good? Well, I'm reading from the Bible because the prophet Isaiah, way, way back, many years ago in the Old Testament, he wrote this, "The Lord comforts his people." That's a great statement. Isaiah 49 verse 13. And in chapter 51, verse 12, he said, "I, even I, am he who comforts you." So here we have the eternal God who actually brings comfort to his people. In other words, God is saying there, "I want to be there for you. I want to be there through the stressful days and through the hard times when you might feel alone or you feel helpless." So God promises to be with us. And then we have the security that Paul the Apostle wrote about in his letter to the Corinthians. He said, "Praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God." That's 2 Corinthians 1, 3-4. It's a great statement because when we receive God's comfort, we actually receive God's grace and God's forgiveness. So, as a result, we can help others or bring comfort to others through those difficult times. And if you think that through, that can actually have the result of helping our world to be a better place. So the next time that you crave a donut or something really nice from the chocolate bar, remember that God can bring you comfort. I like the poem by Joyce Locke that says, "If angels can speak great words from above and fly with wings of God's given love, and if chariots can ride over dark clouds and instruments can sing praises out loud, and if sparrows can stand on the housetop alone, then God still comforts his own." There's some great verses, for example, Psalm 55:22, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall." And another verse says, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made." Well, Father, you've promised many things to us today. We want to thank you, and throughout all generations you've been faithful. And so we want to serve you today. Lord, we want to be grateful, and we keep listening to your words of encouragement. And I offer this prayer in the wonderful name of Jesus, in the comforting name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.